Now when they heard these things, they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked alms. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, Look at us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Peter said, You men of Israel, why marvel at this? Why do you look so earnestly on us, as though by our power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. As they spoke, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them and held them until the next day. The next day, when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said, Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole.